Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is dealing with difficult people. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dealing with Difficult People, written and read by Mary Sutherland. When someone hurts one of our grandchildren, my first and wrong response is usually a very strong desire to flatten the person who did the hurting, just keeping it real. Now, I know that's the wrong reaction, born out of anger and the wrath of a grandmother. Our grandson Hudson recently schooled me on the right way to respond when you've been hurt. One little boy in Hudson's class at school is, well, a bully. His favorite target seems to be Hudson, the sweetest kid on the planet. One day, the little boy punched Hudson in the face, and a teacher saw the whole thing. She called Dana and Sam, asking them to come in for a conference. Both Dana and Sam were stunned when the teacher explained what had happened. Dana asked, "Hud, is this the first time he's done this?" Hudson responded, "No, he's done it before." Dana and Sam were shocked. "We had no idea," they explained to the teacher. "Why haven't you told anyone?" his father asked. Hudson's response stunned everyone. "I can take it, Dad. He is really short. In fact, he's the shortest kid in our class. Everyone but me makes fun of him. He doesn't have any friends, and I have a lot of friends. I knew if I told anyone, he would get in trouble. So I just take it because I'd like to be his friend. I think he really needs one." Needless to say, bullying is never, ever right and certainly not to be tolerated in any situation. The adults were amazed by Hudson's response, but explained that he should never allow anyone to treat him that way. Yes, the little boy got in trouble, but he also received some much-needed help from the school counselor. Now, here's the question. Did Hudson love this little boy like Jesus loves that little boy? I think so. And that is a vital truth in our walk with God, to love like Jesus loves. Hudson put feet to John's words when he said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." That phrase, "as I have loved you," changes everything when it comes to dealing with someone who has hurt us. Think of all the ways Jesus loves us. He willingly surrendered to his Father's plan, giving up a throne for a manger and heaven for earth. He died the most brutal death known to mankind, crucifixion. He was despised, rejected, and did not even have a place to lay his head at night. And yet, he loves us completely and eternally, in the midst of our sin, just as we are. Now, how do we apply this? And then, he calls us to love others the same way. Why? Because that kind of radical love can only be explained by God. So the world will then know that we are his disciples and that his love is real. You see, God empowers us with his love and then partners with us in loving others. This twofold message is repeated again and again in the Bible. God loves us. God wants to love others through us. God wants us to love each other in the same way that He loves us, unconditionally. In fact, God wants us to love in such a way that the people around us will know we are fully devoted followers of Christ. I wonder what our relationships would look like if we did love the way Jesus loves us. Nowhere in the Bible will you find the words, "When you feel like it, love others." Nope, it's not in there. The Bible tells us to practice love. Love is an ongoing and very deliberate choice, not an emotion or feeling. I challenge you to step out in faith today and choose to love that difficult person in your life the way Jesus loves you. Let's pray. Lord, I so want to be like Hudson, to have a heart for those in pain, to be willing to step out in faith and love the unlovable and touch the untouchable. Father, the more I work and interact with difficult people, the more I realize there is always a reason for their abrasive behavior. That sandpaper may be a well-chosen mask or a carefully applied bandage for some deeply hidden wound that's just never fully healed. Hurt people hurt people. Lord, help me remember that everyone I meet is fighting a battle I know nothing about. Teach me to respond in love, not anger. Give me a heart for restoration, not retaliation. Father, help me love like You love. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.